Sawate Discibly and Sawate Omnes, third episode in our new season, diving into Latin grammar. That being said, recap from last time around, what we talked about, identifying nouns. How do we identify a Latin noun? What case do we look at? What number do we look at? Do we look at the nominative singular form or the genitive singular form in order to indicate whether a noun is in the first, second, third, fourth, fifth declension? And so on and so forth. Genitive singular. Not only do we do that, but we went through the endings of the first declension. And hopefully we have those kind of running through our heads right now, because we'll do that again. And we're going to entertain the process of declination here. So that's what we're going to be doing in full, declining a noun. We're going to define and practice that process of declension, aka declination, aka declining. So without further ado, would really appreciate your support wherever you can proliferate me. Ko-Fi, Patreon, I provide all of my links to where you can actually find my other means of providing my content in a more visual format. So if you want to take this and find more visual formats, because I do a lot of these episodes and a lot of these topics and concepts on my whiteboard, and then I put them onto either TikTok or YouTube, trying to move away from TikTok. TikTok is frustrating. I'm just done with it. I'm so sick and tired of just people wanting the garbage for their brains. Like, I get it. Like, at the end of the day, after a work day, you just want to like veg out. But it just doesn't make any sense. If I have upwards of 18,000 followers in each of my videos that I put a lot of effort into, as well as, you know, I'm putting myself out there, they're getting like 300 views and like 50 likes. TikTok is either punishing me or my followers are punishing me because they're upset that I keep on telling that they're TikTok. But it's true, because if I were to take a screenshot of the analytics of any video, the most that we'll get is like 12 seconds, you know, and the retention rate and or the amount of time or I'm not going to pull it up, but yeah, people let me down. Humanity lets me down. So I'm trying to move to a different format. Honestly, I don't care about TikTok. I'm done with it. I'm so done with it. Unless something that happens and I start popping off again so that I can help, you know, proliferate my podcast and stuff like that. Like, I really am. I'm starting to phase it out. Even with my following, I don't care. Like, I'm just utilizing it to get free products and stuff like that and then promote them. Straight up, I will be real with you there, because if people are going to entertain a person that, you know, oh my God, it's just stupid. It's stupid. Look at that. I see on my computer right now, TikTok sues US to block law that could ban the social media platform. I don't care. Honestly, go away, TikTok. It'll declutter my life. Too bad I don't have the strength in order to just get rid of it myself. I know, I feel a hostage to it in a way. Sucks. And then there's these people that actually have like livelihoods on them. It's just, you know. That being said, I'm shutting up. Let's get on into it. Alrighty, so we talked about in our last lesson, nouns of the first declension and the endings they share that make them part of a declension, right? So now we're going to see how the term declension is also used to refer to the process of applying endings to a noun to render a particular case and number. As a verb, we call this this process conjugations, or when we apply two verbs in Latin. But as a verb, if we were to say declension as a verb, it would be decline. How do you decline a Latin noun? Let's get into it. Although there are five different declensions of Latin nouns with different endings, the procedure we follow to decline a Latin noun will be the same, regardless of the declension to which it belongs. So we mentioned in the last lesson, that it's important to be able to identify a noun's genitive singular form and to associate its genitive singular form with its declension. So knowing this information, we will also need to understand how to properly form a Latin noun through this process of declining. So what do we do? I talked about this in my last lesson about how I literally had my students always in every single test, basically, this was gimme points, but they would list first step in order to decline a Latin noun. What's the first step? We identify something. We identify the noun's what? The noun's genitive singular form. Secondly, what do? We remove something. What do we remove, though? We remove the noun's genitive singular ending to find the noun stem. So, for instance, if we had puella and we had puella, puellae, puella is going to be the genitive singular form. Take that AE ending, lop it off. Then we have P-U-E-L-L dash. That's why we have the dashes for the endings, right? Because dash plus dash, we append those together, aka puel plus AE makes it in the genitive singular form. Let's run through that example again a little bit with puella, puella. First, we identify the noun's genitive singular form, which we already discussed as being that second form of the noun, aka puellae. Next, we remove that genitive singular ending, AE, for the first declension. Different for different declensions, but AE for the first declension. Therefore, from the genitive singular form, we get the noun stem after that removal process, aka P-U-E-L-L dash. Lastly, we add any and all of the endings of the first declension nouns that we might need to, do in order to finish declining a noun in its particular case and function, whether we're just doing one or we're doing the entire chart. So why don't we go ahead and do it right now? Puel plus A, puella. Puel plus AE, puellae. Puel plus AE again, puellae. Puel plus AM, puellam. Puel plus A with a macron over that A in the ablative, puella. Again, in the nominative plural all the way to the ablative, I'm just going to do the Latin noun, puellae, A-E, puellarum, A-R-U-M, puellis, puellas, puellis, I-S, A-S, I-S. Note, while it is very tempting to use any of these forms for puella to use the noun stem, because it's pretty straightforward, we can't get into the habit of doing that. Remember, we have irregularities. This will not be the case as we learn when we learn future declensions. It's going to be best to stick with that same declension process and or procedure of identifying genitive singular, removing genitive singular, adding all the endings associated in order to fully decline that Latin noun in each case and number, aka nominative through ablative, singular, then plural. What do we call the process of applying endings to a noun to render a particular case and number? Recapping here. What do we call that again? Declension, aka declining. What are the steps? 1, 2, and 3. What do we identify? Fill in the blank for me. We identify what? Genitive singular. What do we remove in our second step? The genitive singular ending. Third step, what do? We apply all of the case and numbers, case endings, numbers associated, in order to fully decline that Latin noun. The form of the word without any identifying endings, but to which endings can be added, is known as what? What's the word that we know, refer to that as? The noun's stem. And so let's go ahead and do this one more time, but with the word femina. Femina, feminae, which means woman. So where you get feminine from. Femina, feminae. Between those two forms, which is the genitive singular? I would probably think feminae. What do we do after identifying that genitive singular ending? We remove it. So if we get rid of that AE, maybe you're visualizing it, maybe you have it written down and you're doing this and following along with me. Get rid of that AE, then we have feminine. What could we do? I'm all about working smarter, not harder. I could put feminine for all of the boxes for nominative down to ablative, singular, and then plural. So then I just get a bunch of feminine, 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 for all those 10 boxes. Then all I gotta do is apply the endings associated in skibbity bibbity bop. I'm done. So femin plus a, femina. Femin plus ae, femini. Femini, feminam, femina, femini, feminarum. Feminis, feminas, feminis. There we go. Hope you learned something new and or this helped you out. Consider helping me out, supporting me, proliferating me, sharing me. Appreciate it. Especially if I helped you. It's free content. Maybe leave me a tip on Ko-Fi. You'll find that link in the show notes. With that being said, Tempus est discedere.